This February marks the 233rd anniversary of George Rogers Clark's march on and capture of British Fort Sackville, just a short distance from what is now the main campus of Vincennes University. Join us now as we stay in step with George. And now here's Molly Webster with a look at today's entry.
February 17, 1779. Imagine not being able to see where the Embraw River ends and where the Wabash begins. That was Lieutenant Colonel Clark's predicament. Captain Bowman said, "We got near the River Embraw. We strove to find the Wabash. Traveled till 8 o'clock in the mud and water. We found a small spot of ground and stayed there the remainder of the night." Ironically, 14 miles away at Fort Sackville, the British commander said nothing extraordinary occurred today.
And now with a look at the entry for tomorrow's date, here's Noah Davis.
February 18, 1779. British Lieutenant Governor Henry Hamilton noted the Wabash's rapid rise. The south side of the river appears like a lake for 2 leagues below the fort, about 6 miles south. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Colonel Clark's army realized just how close they were to their goal. Captain Bowman stated, "At break of day, we heard the firing of Governor Hamilton's morning gun. By day's end, the men were on the west bank of the Wabash near the current St. Francisville, Illinois."
That concludes today's Staying in Step with George. There's more online at WVUBHD.com.
I'm Park Superintendent Brian McCutcheon of the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park. Staying in Step with George has been developed in partnership with the Reveille High School, George Rogers Clark National Historical Park, and radio station WVUB at Vincennes University. The National Park Service encourages you to learn more about the nationally significant capture of Fort Sackville in 1779 by visiting us at the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park in Vincennes, your national park where history comes alive.